Why are we here? We are here for one reason. One reason alone. We are the is. Ellen, we're giving a short answer here. Why are we here? We are here because we are the is. We are the allness. We are the totality of anything that exists in any atmosphere, stratosphere, or anything. We are that. We are Lincoln. We are Shakespeare. We are Ellen Jeremini. We are Cabrera. Well, we are. And we are all these things, you know. And we are none. Do you think the man, Shakespeare, was his writings? That was just a game he was playing. And he played it very well. And do you think Shakespeare could well have been a ballet dancer? He could have well been something that we don't even know about, President of the United States, for instance? Sure, if he wanted that. We all can be anything we want to be. But what we are doing, we are in the allness of the universe as the isness. We exist because we exist, not because we have a reason to exist. There's no reason for the stars. There's no reason for the sands on the seashore. There's no reason for any of these things. God is what?
No logic, not logical, nor reasonable.
God is not logical nor reasonable. That's just the way it is. And once we start thinking in that way, then we stop thinking, and why are we here? Thinking, am I here to be the President of the United States? Am I here to be a painter, an artist? Am I here to be a father, a mother? You know, why am I here? And what we are here for is one thing. Ellen?
Be ourselves and have fun.
Now, who is ourself? The allness.
The is.
The allness, the is, the divine. Now, that's what we should be probing in our thinking. What is the divine and what is the is? Now, how do we want to express it? You think that pole dancing is great. Now, there are not many of yous. There are not many pole dancers because people have gone into baseball, football, hockey, you know, other sports. They go into many of the ballet dancing and stuff. And your dancing is not an easy dance to live. It's easy to recognize how it's done, but the skill of it takes just another step beyond. And that's a step beyond, do I think I can do it? I can do it, you know. When you have that ability, all of a sudden you're being the flag. All of a sudden you're dancing and moving with the music. All of a sudden the pole dancing represents the total you're being. All of a sudden the ballet. Why are there so few ballerinas and so few whatever the guys are, you know? Why? Because there are so few who are absolutely willing to dedicate themselves 100% to that particular interest. Very few. Now, why? That's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
And is it important? Mm-hmm. When all the ballerinas are dead, when all humanity is dead, what remains? We. We and the allness. We in the allness, and what purpose do we have in the allness? We have no purpose. There's no logic, no reason for our being. We just are. And here on earth, well, gee, this seems like reasonable stuff. We have laws and rules, and we have principles. Or do we? Sylvia, is there one law or many laws?
There are many laws, but one principle.
Is there one law?
The law of cause and effect.
Yeah, that's the one law. Yeah. So indeed, there is only one law.
Yeah.
There's only one principle.
Yeah.
And Sylvia, there's only one you, universal. Now, how are you, as a universal you, going to use the one law, the one principle? Are you going to say, everything I think is done? Or are you going to say, it is evolving, it is coming into being, it is manifesting? Are you going to reveal that which is, or are you going to make happen that which you wish would happen?
Yeah, I'm actually always revealing that which is.
That's right. That's right.
Because I cannot make anything happen.
It
that
exists.
I know.
It exists. Okay. If you know that with all your heart and soul and being, then there's no question about why you're here.
Yeah.
You're here to enjoy that experience in the human form that you create yourself with. But why not create yourself in the ideal human form with the ideal body, the ideal mind, the ideal spirit, the ideal choices that are absolutely acceptable by everyone in your community, you know? Some communities accept this, some communities accept that, but why not be a universal person who's accepted by every community? You know, Sylvia, you know 007. And he's perfect, speaking every language according to the vernacular, according to the whatever the language has, you know. He speaks it perfectly.
Who is that?
007.
James Bond.
James Bond, right. And what does James Bond do? Does he have trouble finding girlfriends?
No.
Why not? He's the ideal man. Does he have trouble driving his cars or driving his yachts or driving... Do people in government for whom he seems to work occasionally, do they always appreciate him?
No.
Does he appreciate him?
No.
Does he appreciate
yes,
him?
Yes,
he
yeah.
yes.
He appreciates him.
Yes.
No. And does he try to appreciate, have them appreciate him?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He always does it according to his standards, his ideal. I mean, it's a very good show to look at from that point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, really quite fascinating.
But we're all playing a game here.
We set the game of life.
Once you recognize who you are, like 007, then your game is sort of so-so.
No, shalom.
But you still play it.
Huh?
You play it untouched. You just play it
untouched.
For the fun of a play.
It's not so important.
Untouched by what, Ellen?
Playing the game.
Playing the game.
Untouched by what?
By anybody.
By anything outside of yourself.
What is bad about playing
a game? No, she didn't say bad.
No, but I'm saying...
But that's on one hand?
Well, as the honest, you don't play game. As the honest,
life.
Not. In the awareness of being divine,
Yeah. Now, how do you create God? How do you understand what God is?
By not understanding,
By being it. Now, what in your estimation is being God?
Being non-judgmental, be unconditional.
What does God want for us, for instance?
Nothing.
What does God want for us? Nothing? What then why do we have a God?
Because we have no God, we are God.
She got me there, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Beautiful.
100 points.
Yeah.
You know, Salvatore, he wrote on LinkedIn, invited me on LinkedIn to come in, and so we had a little bit of talking before and back, and I said to him, do you listen to the talks of Thought for Today? And he said, yes, I know who I am. I know who I am.
Well, just like Henry, we don't know what he listens to, and yet he's referring to different talks when he writes us emails.
But the statement to say,
I know who I am,
that's quite cool.
In all honesty, we are not the only ones who use that statement.
Yeah, but it is an advanced statement.
Yes, but we're not the only ones who are using that.
Yeah, I know.
And so, if many people are using it in many philosophies, saying, I know who I am, then...
I didn't take it so. I really thought.
You thought it showed a depth for him, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, really thought that.
Okay, now why are we here?
To be ourselves and have fun.
Period.
And that is really the point.
And when we try to make something more out of it, then we're going beyond what our human consciousness can consider right now.
Yeah.
But that why do you say our human consciousness now?
Because our human consciousness is the one that's trying to figure out why we're here.
That's the thing.
Yeah, we want to figure out the divine from the human consciousness.
And yeah. That doesn't bring anything.
Well, it's like the frosting on the cake trying to figure out the cake.
I love it.
And the frosting thinks that it's what people go for in the cake.
True. Well, in sometimes that's really the case.
That's true. Yes, I can think of a lot of wooden cakes. Well, you know, the bakeries make wooden cakes to be put in the window and display. They don't put real cake underneath there because they would get, you know, kaput.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
But it's beautiful. Ooh. No, ask the questions that you will, because perhaps you might come up with an answer that's quite significant.
To me, it seems like I can only look at myself. There's a stage where I try so hard to figure it all out, you know, and I really work for it in my head till it smokes out of my ears. And then comes the stage where I get almost frustrated and say, you know what? Blow it.
Yeah.
And then comes the stage which says, that's the child that comes back. And then I'm somewhere painting a pole or driving with Rex, as an example, in the car. I look at Rex, and that one moment is bliss. And I said, there's no reason to be here. If there would be a reason, that one moment was enough for me, I could go right now. There's no reason.
But when you or anybody comes to that statement,
yeah,
that one moment of bliss in seeing Rex or whatever, mm-hmm. You have no need for more reason to be here.
No.
You have no need to stay or to go. You have entered the state of nirvana.
And then but the thing is, when that point is there, it seems not to matter anymore. I see that with me. To me, it doesn't seem to matter anymore. You know, am I going to Switzerland? Am I living in the States? Even being here in the uni. It sounds maybe funny, but I have it's not important anymore, and since it's not so terribly important anymore, I enjoy it so beautifully. I can actually really be here and enjoy being here. And I even enjoy when I watch myself going through a drama, because I know that's just me. It's me. So what?
And when it comes time for you to meditate, you don't feel guilty that you're not doing something else.
Exactly.
And that's very important.
Exactly. Thank you for reminding me.
Yes, yes. But we do this. We feel we've got to keep going with the project. Got to keep going with the project until it's done. Now, for instance, the dishes should be done. We've just had dinner. The dishes, you shouldn't be watching Hogan's here. You should be getting those dishes done. And, well, the food will dry on it afterward. Who cares? Take a clean set of dishes and let them soak, you know? Don't worry about it. But we build habits and patterns, and we think that they own us.
And we think they're so terribly important.
If we do them because it's fun, that's great. Mm-hmm. But if we do it because we're possessed, then that's not too great.
I think that's what happens what we do here, you know, with all our work project. Going back to the Citadel balcony, when we started, just to tell the story, the first day we were on a balcony and scraped like crazy, hey. It was a good workout. Gosh, we were sweating. But you know what? We actually had a cool attitude. Brian and I did the scraping for hours. Then Ellen swings by, fresh as a bee in a summer tree, stands in the door and she says, wouldn't it make sense to actually replace all the
wood?
All the wood instead of scraping for hours? And Brian and I look at each other, and it's like you're instantly in a different mode. And you go, cool.
Of course.
Cool. Yeah. And then you do the new thing, you know. And that's another adventure. Totally different story, same place. Mm-hmm. First it's scraping. Okay, we do a so-so job.
And then, wow, new wood. We are actually, I wrote an email out, sent an email out. I'm building my first balcony, totally showing off because I had Brian really doing the main work. Who cares? For me, I was building my first balcony. And it's a now bliss moment.
Ellen could say the same thing.
Yeah.
But is there a way that we could also replace that what you have still to scratch?
That's the boards which are still good, which we have already done on top. So
okay.
Definitely repainting.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, you see, and then you have to let it go for weeks because now we have this wonderful seminar. That means I was so into that, I wanted to get it cracking. And then I have to let it go for 3 weeks. And you know what? Who cares? And then we have one...
It'll wait for you.
Yeah, that's what my mom
It is done. It is already done.
Because I see it done. So whenever we feel like it, we go and do more scraping. And it's done. And it's a good workout. And you know, when you stand and watch Brian, that's a blessing.
Tell her what he said.
We told him already.
Oh, you told him. Okay.
Yeah. When we were working with Brian, he made these wonderful remarks. Total philosophy.
Yeah.
Totally the divine in all of us speaking.
Yes.
Yeah. While we're scraping paint off. It doesn't matter.
No, but what he said, don't fight it. That was impressive
to know,
me.
Because some paint by hand comes off very easily. Some paint
is very philosophical.
So he says,
I once
wrote
it. An article in the gist about him when I was driving with
magical,
him
hey.
To pick up some gasoline. We were talking, you know, back and forth, and what he said was so impressive. I just had to write that in the gist, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And you know something too? Because when I asked him, you know that the postmaster died. That guy there always, I didn't know. I said, but you go every day to the post office. Oh, I don't go in, I let my kids go in. He doesn't bug in with other people. He doesn't know, he's not.
No, I don't think so.
He's being himself and he's having fun.
Yeah, he's there.
And the kids love to go in.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
So down to earth.
Yeah. All good, hi.
All good, yeah.
That's awesome.
For posterity. Well, we got 18 minutes on here.
Yeah.
We don't think too much, you know. We just should leave.